Governor Doyle says he'll ask the EPA to rule that 8 counties, including Milwaukee, now comply with federal laws on ground-level ozone. Ozone can make it harder to breathe, especially for children and people with lung problems. If the EPA goes along with the state's request, businesses that expand or move into the affected counties might not have to put in the best pollution controls and wouldn't have to compensate for new emissions by achieving reductions elsewhere. Milwaukee-based We Energies says it's been cutting emissions of nitrogen oxide that combine with sunlight and other chemicals to form ozone. Company environmental policy manager Chris McKinney welcomes Doyle's announcement.
It is good for economic development in southeastern Wisconsin, and it would make the process for existing businesses and new businesses coming into the area that want to develop, it would make the permitting requirements less stringent.
McKinney says if customers of the electric utility benefit, We Energies gains too. DNR official Al Shea also says the state and federal governments are close to having new rules that would further limit nitrogen oxide levels. So he says giving businesses a break on new permits won't cause the state to backslide on ozone emissions. But the state's optimism could run smack into a national debate over whether current ozone standards are strict enough to protect public health. The DNR says it'll hold public hearings on Wisconsin's plan to redesignate the 8 Wisconsin counties. They stretch mostly along Lake Michigan from Kenosha to Kewaunee. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.